and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Yes. That is shit. Yes. I love it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, this show is being brought to you by themanmindset.com. Wait, we're going to write side. All right, yeah, shout out to all the 383 that like the show. Want to say love to you guys. Always remember, we get to 150 likes tonight. We're going to give you all a shout out. I'll rap. We'll have a good time. I'll shout y'all out. We get to 150. But anyway, as I said before, this is the Man Mindset. Guys, I want to let you guys know that this show right here is a show that we like to get deep, all right? So with that being said, I want to make sure that you guys know that this is 100% original. Nobody's talking about this stuff. We're talking about it. And if you hear from somebody else, you know it. They got it from us. Also, gentlemen, I ask all you guys out there, get the opportunity, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button. Get downloads and notification of the show, man. That's what we want to do for you guys. Also, if you're brand new, you're learning this game, you want to know game from how we do it, Get your puzzle pieces out there, guys. Get your puzzle pieces out. Start connecting the game for what it is, not for what you want it to be. And that's how we're going to do all that stuff. Gentlemen, we have a great, great, great show to you today, guys. And as always, I want you guys to do is please, gentlemen, go ahead and ask your questions. There are no dumb questions. Put a Q in there if you have a question. If you are talking to a woman, put a W in there or something. But always, guys, please go ahead and take notes. Get your notebooks out. Write down the information. Also, if you're texting a woman, you don't know what you're doing, go ahead and put a T in there, ask questions. We got you covered. That's what this show is all about, asking questions. There are no dumb questions. But I do ask you guys, and I need to start saying this. This is here for me to teach you. This is a class. I'm here to teach you game. I'm here to get y'all right. I'm here to get you to do the one thing that you don't do, and that is have a belief in yourself. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. All the motherfuckers stand up, all my dogs out there. Hope all my dogs are good out there. Shout out to all the men out there, man. Much love, much respect. I got you covered. We're going to do this the right way. For the ladies out there, ladies, I was a little bit under the weather, but I'm feeling better now. So I need to go ahead and lay a track down. So I'm going to try to write a really nasty rap and put that shit on the poetry page. So after this show is over, I know I got some coaching calls, but after the show is over, I'm going to try to do that. Also, one of you lucky motherfuckers, y'all just let me know, because I'll be out and about late tonight, probably like 3-4 in the morning. So y'all let me know. I'm going to pick one of you guys to choose a topic that you want me to discuss on TikTok. And here's the thing. I'm sorry. You know, I fucked up. I've been telling y'all to go to my TikTok at the Man Mindset, but I've been putting all my TikToks on some odd page, and I have all my TikToks where I'm talking game to you like early in the morning when I'm driving and shit. I got to put all those motherfuckers up, all of them. I've got like 10 or 12 of them. I've got to load up, because I've always thought I was just doing it and loading it up, but I've been putting it on the wrong TikTok. So I'm going to put it on the Man Mindset. I did it right this time, so you probably got one. So I'm going to put all the old TikToks, like me just driving at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, just chopping up game to y'all. I'm going to throw all that shit on there, so I will promise you I get that together. Also, guys, look, I think I fucking finally figured it out. Let me show you. I think I figured it out. This motherfucker's been giving me all kind of trouble. See, I'm trying to change up the live and all that other stuff to kind of blur my background and give you more of a crispy me. This motherfucker's been giving me trouble, and I've been trying to solve it, and I think I'm close. So once I solve this, we'll be good to go. I just got to finish solving this. Then once I solve this, I can clean up the rest of the book. We release the book whenever we can. I got some stuff I got to do for that. And then we're going to start opening up the sex membership. The sex membership will be coming soon, I promise you. We will be opening up the sex membership, spitting nothing but sex, getting you prepared to be a nasty whore, slut, gigolo, all those things. We got you covered. But I just wanted to keep y'all updated and all this other stuff. So I just want to let y'all guys know that. But shout out to all you motherfuckers out there. Guys, there are no dumb questions. Ask your questions. Call in. The lines are open, okay? If by chance we have a problem, I will double check it. I'll call in through Skype, and then I'll see if that works. If that doesn't work, we'll just call you like I did before. But your questions, your comments, all that are important for the show. Sorry for me running my mouth. Let's get into the show. Let's talk on it. You know, gentlemen, as a man, you know, I was always asked, and I'm asking you, are you ready to sit in that chair? Are you ready to be king? Not play king. See, one that plays king is somebody that sits beside the throne. How many times or how tired are you from sitting beside the throne, behind the throne, or in front of somebody else's throne where you're rolling fruit at their feet, but you're not learning any game for yourself to be able to grow as a man and be able to lead your life your way? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Are you ready to take that throne? Because, gentlemen, taking the throne is not just sitting there and just doling out what you want. You've got women. You've got thoughts. You've got feelings that you must handle. You're going to have to deal with several kinds of women. You're going to deal with married women. You're going to deal with women that are not married. You're going to deal with women that are engaged. You're going to deal with women that are living with people. You're going to deal with women that are dating guys. You're going to deal with women that are not going to tell you what's going on. They're going to be secretive. You're going to deal with women that are in swingers. You'll deal with all kinds of women. Women that also single. Well, if you want to say they're single, but we can actually say not necessarily single, but single where they have options. And you're going to deal with all those kinds of women, and not just deal with those kinds of women. You're going to be dealing with different kinds of attitudes. You're going to deal with women that are going to fall in love with you, women that are going to fall in lust with you, women that are going to be jealous. You're going to deal with women that are territorial. You're going to deal with women that are going to come and go. They're going to be here one day and they're going to go away, then come back and things like that. These are the women that you're going to deal with. But also you're going to deal with attitudes. You're going to deal with jealousy, envy. You're going to deal with sadness. You're going to deal with women that when they're not around you, they're going to miss you. They're going to cry. They're going to beg. They're going to laugh. So you're going to deal with a bunch of things on the throne, and that's just the women, and that's the perks. But then you're also in this, while you're sitting on this throne, you're going to have to deal with family. You're going to have to deal with your parents not understanding why you're not following what they're saying, what your mother crying because you're not listening to her. Your mother getting mad at you because you are not paying her rent anymore, or you're not giving her any money because she's not paying you back. You're going to deal with brothers and sisters that you might have to cut off because they are not, they're just like weights that are holding you back and things like that. You're going to have to deal with family members that you're going to have to cut off because they're either in your business or putting your business out on the street when you're sitting at this throne. These are the things. You're going to have to deal with friends that are going to smile in your face, friends that are going to stab you in the back, friends that are going to be envious of you, friends that are going to be talking to you about two other women. You're going to have friends that are going to smile in your face and talk to women that they're trying to fuck, even though those women are trying to fuck you. But they're going to go behind your back and try to tell the other woman what it is you're doing because they're trying to smash them, but they won't tell you. You're going to be dealing with that. You're going to deal with people that don't want you around. Nobody, oh, excuse me, put my foot over here. Nobody wants the guy that can get the fucking women around. You're going to have guys smiling in your face, but they don't want you around because they know you're going to just take all the air in the room. There are people who are not going to like you for that. There are people that are going to hate you for that, okay? When you begin to see the game totally different. When you go to work, it's going to be a whole different environment as well. Everybody's going to smile on your face, and the cliques are going to be talking to you. You're going to have a reputation. Some of your reputation is going to be based off of you being a dick and an asshole. You're going to have a reputation as a ladies' man. You're going to have a reputation as you're cocky, you're arrogant. You have a reputation that you're cool. You have a reputation that you're not cool. Everybody's going to judge you. This is the life that you're going to live. But now that we got the outside world out of the way, let's talk about the important shit now. You're going to have to bring together all the castles that you have pushed away from yourself to begin to learn more trust in yourself so you can be more one with yourself. You're gonna have to bring all these things together. You're gonna have to bring in your scribe together with your marketing team. You're gonna have to learn how to manage the kingdom here, because in that kingdom, everybody's fighting for a position. Everybody wants to try to tell you how to be king, where your mind is going to tell you to do one thing and your thoughts are somewhere else. I mean, you're going to be all over the place. But you sit in this chair, you've got to be able to be in control of all things outside of yourself and all things inside of yourself. Let me check the phone lines, but this is why game is important. 714, let me see if you can hear me. You hear me, 714?
Yeah, everything's working good, Steve. Earlier when I called, what would happen is you'd get on the phone and, you know, they would connect you, but we couldn't hear you talking.
What's going on?
Okay, here's what's up. I have two quick things I want to talk about real quickly.
Sure.
First of all, this is very important, I think. I have a list of I'm a filmmaker, of course. I have a list of just 10 movies I want to reel off that I believe every king and every surface dweller, these are must movies they must watch, not in this particular order, but these are the movies they should watch. The whole Godfather trilogy, they should watch Fight Club, they should watch Apocalypse Now, the movie Platoon, the movie Clockwork Orange, Gladiator movie, Dr. Strangelove, Shaft, casino, and taxi driver. Now, before I go on to my next question, what do you think of that list of films that do you agree that they should watch some of those movies?
That's fine. Listen, remember, I'm not here to agree or disagree. If that's what the movies you want to talk about, exactly, that's your world. So, yeah, you told me. So what's your next question?
Okay, but Steve, I'm sure you've seen most of those movies, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen most of them, yeah.
All right, here's my next question. I'm going to paraphrase this. I don't have the title of your previous vid up earlier, but it was something to the effect of, you know, what do you do about a woman's feelings when she ignores you or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Here's my response to that. I don't give a flying fuck about her feelings if she ignores me. I really don't. I'm honestly telling you that. If she ignores me, I really don't give a fuck about it. You know, hopefully she'll tell me truthfully why she's doing that, or I might ask her why she's doing that. But really, I don't give a flying fuck if she's doing that. You know what I'm saying? You know, unless I purposely did something to hurt her feelings. Otherwise, I don't give a flying fuck. And her feelings, you know, like obviously if I was in love with her or my wife, I'd be worried about her feelings more. But just some chick you're dating and stuff, fuck. Wait, does a king worry about some peasant or handmaiden who ignores him because of her feelings? Fuck no. So before you toss me back in, my man, what do you say about that?
No, I believe I'm fine with it. No, yeah, you're one for one. Starting off early. Starting Monday good. One for one, brother.
Oh, really? I'm doing pretty good. One more question, Steve. When I called you earlier up, you mentioned you were 714, that you were going to bring me on, and you never did.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
That just because
it was just the phone things out. Don't worry about it. But you're on now, so you got a chance to say it, okay?
All right. So basically, that was a pretty good call, right?
You're one for one, brother. You started off with Monday.
All right, I'm one for one. Hopefully tomorrow when I call, I'll try to be two for two. So, yeah, you know, I mean, and I really believe the surface dwellers and kings should re-listen to this again and listen to the movies I mentioned, especially like I mean, I know a lot of these movies were made in the 70s. They don't make movies like this anymore. All these movies were made in the 60s and 70s for the most part, you know, when the greatest movies were made. But anyway.
Well, is Taekwondo, did I miss Taekwondo? Did he pop in this motherfucker on? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, shit, no. Shout out to my brother from another. All right, hey, thank you, 714. Thank you, 714. Appreciate you, man. What's up again? Gentlemen, please, everybody, listen. Please, if you get a chance, check out my motherfucking dog, man, Taekwondo. Much love, much respect. A great young man who has his mind on the ball, that can see, I'm telling you, game. This young man, I'm telling you, when this young man hits my age at 50, his eyes are going to be turning like bright white and shit. He's going to be like, his eyes going to be glowing as much game as he knows right now at his age, and he's a great young man. Salute to you, man. I appreciate you, brother. Much love, man, and I can't wait to chop it up with my motherfucking dog on Thursday, so I look forward to that and shit. Okay, guys. Hey, man, that's my boy, man. Ty is my motherfucker. Got to give my boy some extra love, man. This is the baddest. I love this little motherfucker. This motherfucker goes straight to the motherfucking moon. Dojo to the moon, baby. Taekwondo, shout out. Shout out to my boy, Taekwondo. Gentlemen, please go and get your crayons out. Let's go ahead and get into what I was discussing, the castle, and how to begin to understand how to manage the throne in between your ears, your mindset. This is self-worth is very important in all of this, okay? But the throne and how you move as a man will always be influenced by how you feel about yourself. It's not how you feel when you were with a woman. It's not how you feel when you're with your parents. It's all about how you feel about yourself, gentlemen. Because in order to understand game, you've got to build on stuff that you can control. thoughts, control feelings, control past experiences to a point that you don't look in the past no more. And don't let the past, listen, store information from the past, pull out information from the past, but never live there. That is not a man's job to live in the past, nor is it your job to live in a future that you have not even created for yourself. And I'm talking about a future where you see a woman and you automatically look into a future of what you think she is versus what she actually is, gentlemen. And that's something I want y'all to think about. When y'all are creating and you guys are building your mindset, all of this is very important in the game, because I want her to see the real you. Or excuse me, let me change that. Not the real you, but the first layer of you. Hold on. The first layer of you. You see, when you are working outside of yourself and she sees that first layer and she peels that layer back, there's emptiness. There's nothing that's taken her anywhere. As a man, you are infinite, an infinite amount of layers and an infinite amount of doors that go into other layers through other doors of other layers. That's how deep you are. But every layer that she peels back is something that she's going to be more connected to, something she's going to be more addicted to. And part of it is wanting to keep getting to these layers and trying to reach something that she will never reach in you, but you're already reaching it in her, and that's her core. You, most of you guys don't look at reaching the core. You cannot reach the core through her clothes. You cannot reach the core through makeup, weave, and eyeliners. You cannot reach her core. You're only reaching the surface of her. And this is why most of you go wrong, because all you want is the surface. You never want the core. It's a place that has just got cobwebs on it. Nobody's even touched that part of her, because nobody has decided to go that deep within the depths of her mindset, her sexuality, and what makes her actually her. The things that she doesn't tell you average motherfuckers about. The things that she wants to get deep with a man, express with a man, and show a man. But she can't do that with the average individual that doesn't have the depth, gentlemen. And see, that's what we're talking about, depth. Depth. But one cannot have that if one does not believe that he is worth that to himself. Okay? This is what is so important in the game. Guys, I want to call in. I got the number for you guys. We chopped it up. See, most of you guys, it's okay. I know you have these insecurities. It's okay, because it doesn't have to be the rest of your life once you get your life together. But as you get older, you grow in age, but the mindset is still stuck with the insecurities that are holding you back. So what you want to do is you want to put a rug over that. You don't want to sit in the throne because you're not ready to be king yet. You're not ready to make the tough decisions that you have to make, of letting her go or bringing her on, or letting them both go or bringing them both on. To make decisions of being able to go after what you want, being rejected for it, and keep pushing forward. The decisions to get knocked down, beat up, and dragged down by whatever the world has to offer you, to dust your fucking self off and say, is that all you got? Bring that shit on again, motherfucker. That mindset. One cannot just sit in the throne, because all the responsibility and all of the accountability will fall on you. It will never fall on anyone else. So if you think that it's just sit on this motherfucker, just chill, doesn't work that way. See, most of you guys are hiding your insecurities instead of trying to understand why am I feeling this way about myself, especially when it comes to somebody that has nothing to do with me, a woman. For a lot of you guys, you just don't want to, you don't want to be seen as flawed or something's wrong with you. Guys, listen, you're listening to a guy that had a small apartment. I think it was like $347 a month. I had a little car that had a hatchback, two doors and a hatchback. I didn't even drive that much because I had to save gas. I was right on the bus line. So sometimes I would just get on the bus line. I'd wait for fucking 45 minutes, that bus to come, put some change in that motherfucker, sit down, have to go stop after stop after stop to get to one place, to get off of that bus, to get another routing bus that'll bring me downtown so I can work, to do that whole process over and over again because I wanted to save gas money. Same guy that I didn't have the expensive clothes, the name brand, and all that other stuff. I just wore clothes and looked good on me because that's all I could afford. But because the clothes didn't make me, and I felt that I made the clothes, I never worried to try to please anybody because all I was trying to do was find my way to me versus let everybody try to tell me how to find who the fuck I am, okay? I can – all you guys are doing – unfortunately, but again, you know, when you have men out here that got you covered and care, and real, we'll answer your question in 1 second. You know, all these things, and real, I'm fine. I said, you're asking the question, but I'll answer it. Hey, thank you, FOA, man. Thank you, man. We're not done breaking the crown down. We just started, but no, thank you very much. But I got this. Reels, thank you very much for this, for the question that you asked. Guys, you got a question. There are no dumb questions. Please ask. See, this is the thing. The first thing you've got to stop doing is stop spending your life living behind that veil of covering up who you actually are, all your shortcomings. So what? Okay, you're short. So fucking what? You're bald. So, hey, now I'm bald by choice, but my head is nice and round, so I don't mind the bald. But you know, one of these days, I'll grow my hair, and then what I normally like to do sometimes, like Halloween, I like to grow my hair out and just for shits and giggles, cut all this part off and leave the sides just so I can see, just for shits and giggles. I mean, I grow my hair, but I like it bald. I like it bald. So anyway, but what I'm saying is that all your shortcomings, are they actually your shortcomings, or is it your judgment of what you think people think about you to make you believe the judgment that it is a shortcoming? Woo, God damn it. Woo, let me say that again. Is it actually your shortcoming, or is it actually the judgment that you have of other people who judge you and that they feel because you want to prove yourself to them or you're trying to please them? I don't care if you have a gut or a six-pack or a keg. I don't care. But does that define you as a man? Does that say to you, because I'm not cock diesel, that I can't get women? Because your muscles can't fucking text for you. I always tell you, your muscles can't do anything for you. Yeah, I always say, if you want to work out for yourself, absolutely work out for yourself, but never do anything for anybody else. And thank you. I want to say thank you. 57 likes, 100. We get to 150. We'll do the shout outs. And thank you, Red. I appreciate that, man. And see, this is the beautiful thing that I want to push to you guys out there. You, as a man, we don't have insecurities. Because I'm always evolving the internal, being able to build buildings in my mind that help me add more flavor for my culinary school. When I'm thinking about a ways of talking in a motherfucking ear, while I'm touching her breasts, while I'm touching her back, while I'm touching her thigh, while I'm touching the bottom of her chin, while I'm taking my fingers and sliding it from the bottom of her ear like that to her shoulders. I'm thinking of ways and things, and you know what? She doesn't even have to be in front of me to think of the ways, because I can text it, I can do voicemail, I can do fucking video, and I can also add it to, if I want to, give her something to masturbate about, because I can hold the tone down of what I want to do to touch her without touching her. That's the culinary school I'm building. The drug lab over there that I'm building, man, we working on some COVID-19 type shit. I'm trying to work on my virus now, just spread it, spread my virus. But the virus always spreads itself, because the things that I love to do are so amazing that they've got to tell their friends. They've got to let the friends know, because women talk to other women. They talk about your size. They talk about your girth. They talk about what you're doing. So I know they're going to chirp my shit. Go ahead, do that. I'm working on my lab. I'm working on my government to make sure that as I'm in this chair, that I govern myself the right way of every move that I make, that I make for me. Everything that I say is for me. Everything I do is for me, me and me alone, because I am one mind, one thought, one way. But then on the other hand, being able to give more tools and weapons to my warrior to go ahead and conquer the mind of a woman, to conquer the mind and capture the core, to expand my world and my universe as far as I can fucking see at that point. I might need my glasses and stuff, but to expand my mind, to keep pushing, to capture the curiosity of a woman to understand of, why does this man think this way? Why is his mind that deep to make her just sample me, to get curious enough to want to be with me, to want to sleep with me? All those things. This is the beauty that you can have. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But this is the beauty about being a man. This is the beauty. This is the beautiful thing that I'm trying to show all you guys, okay? You're asking what's a shortcoming? Well, for a lot of you guys, y'all always beating yourselves up. You're always beating yourselves up. You're always looking for things to use as excuses to why your world and your life is not the way it should be. But what you don't understand is your world is exactly the way you want it to be right now. It is. It's the most shocking thing that a lot of you guys think that, you know what? No, I want to change my world. No, you don't want to change your world, because your world is already built. Okay? Your world is already built. Okay? On what you are. What if you realize that you can leave all of that behind and create a brand new neighborhood? Have you guys ever like got a chance, like when you're driving? Isn't it funny how if you're driving in a kind of a war, like a tore up neighborhood, and as you drive and the further you drive, it becomes a average looking neighborhood. It becomes a very nice looking neighborhood. Then if you keep driving, it becomes a rich neighborhood. Well, it's the same thing, gentlemen. You are right now in a tore neighborhood. Broken and beat down buildings of excuses and blame and victimhood, and you just cannot ever find a place for yourself, because every time you build something up, you are the one that's destroying it and then building it up again. But it's not easy to work through your insecurities, gentlemen, because right now you're fragile here. And there's a process, all of this process of truly overcoming your insecurities and really beginning to commit to yourself. But this is the thing about commitment that's crazy, is that you are committed to yourself of being what you are right now. You have made a commitment that says, you know what, I'm fine the way I am. And when you are beating yourself up and you see a woman that smiles at you, looks at you, or says something to you, because there's no depth in you and you don't like who you are, you think that this is the woman for me. She's the right woman for me because she's giving me a little play. Guys, I'm telling you, there are actually no right women. Because as you evolve, they're going to fall by the wayside. I know it. I tell you, I always say the biggest problem, I get bored. I get so fucking bored. I get so bored, and I just move on. But just because I move on doesn't mean they move on. But I'm quick. I'm one time. My patience is one time. I will correct you one time. You're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be territorial, and you're allowed to be jealous. That's none of my business. We can talk about it, but if that conversation becomes you raising your voice louder than what I'm talking about right now, you're gone. What makes me so dangerous and what can make you dangerous, and women are not used to this type of danger, is that I can walk away. I can say no. I can move on. And the thing is, what's so unfair is there's so many necks that are waiting. I'm not saying they're waiting. I don't want to say they're waiting by the phone or the door. But I already got the, you know what, when you ready to get at me, you ready to make that move, holler at me. I'm good. You know, I'm going to go do what I'm doing. But you make that motherfucking call, I'll be there. And that's not even from the ones that I have or had. I'm talking about the ones I haven't even had yet. Why? Because they cannot figure me out. But you shouldn't be able to figure yourself out when you're growing like this. But the insecurities are slowing you down from what you are, the processes that you're doing, okay? See, most of you guys are unfortunately committing to a process of you not wanting to grow. That's the problem. You're committing to the wrong thing. You're not, see, a king does not commit to self-sabotage in his life. But see, that's all you're doing every day. All you guys out there, you are actually self-sabotaging yourself, and you don't even realize you're doing it because you think that what's going on right now is bad. The world is bad. People are evil and all this other shit. Bullshit. Bullshit. To sit in this chair for you, you have got to identify what the fuck is holding you back. And there's so many things holding you back. You've got people whispering in your ear. Because whenever you experience some kind of emotion, gentlemen, that negative emotion is always oddly accompanied with a set of thoughts. And those thoughts are constructed of words and statements that form questions that give you answers that you don't want to hear, such as, it ends always is going to end that I am not good enough. She is too pretty. I can't get her. There's no way. What do I say? How do I say it? Why do I say it? When do I say it? Well, you know what? I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to wait next week. I'll wait next month. You know what? I'm going to wait because hopefully she's going to choose me. Hopefully I'm good enough for her. This is what I'm saying. Because, see, you realize that you're asking questions. But are those questions the right kind of questions? Are they the right kind of questions to get what you want? Or are they the questions that are holding you back right now? Because every answer that you have is either beating your own self down or creating more judgments inside of yourself with the answer. Because some of your answers are going to be, I'm too ugly. I'm not good enough. I don't have a nice job. I don't have good, nice clothes. Or the judgments of the woman. You know, I can see, you know, she'll never date me. I mean, look at her. She just, her body's so beautiful. Oh my God, I see her at the gym and, oh, she just looks so intimidating. oh, I see her walking down the street and there's no way. I mean, just look at her. I'm sure there are guys, did y'all know something in high school? Let me tell y'all something. You know why it was so easy to fuck them beautiful ass women in high school? The beautiful ones? Even the ones that were in college? Because everybody thought that the beautiful women were always taken. And the beautiful women are usually the ones home on a Friday and Saturday night because everybody's always under the impression that they have somebody. I want to go on a date. I want to ask that 10, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get rejected. But I see that Grod motherfucker, that 2 or that 3. Yo, Grod, hello. I'm about to fight Superman. Give me a second. We can go out. I just got to find a way to destroy the world. And you're like, okay, yeah, girl. I can get you home tonight. Yeah, you can. See, that's how y'all think. And then all the pretty girls, where they at home, by themselves, alone, miserable. You see that shit? And most of y'all don't even understand that they are lonely. They're lonely, they're miserable, and they just don't, they want to go out. But the insecurity, guys, y'all are looking at insecurity in them all the wrong way. The higher the beauty, the higher the insecurity. It's up there. It's up there. See, y'all don't know that stuff because y'all already kicking yourself with the wrong answers and things. It's hard, okay? Because you're not thinking about... See, there's two ways to answer a question. There is what you think is the truth. Then there is what the fuck can benefit me. Yeah. You ask the same question. You can come up with... Okay, we both see a beautiful woman. You and I see a beautiful woman. You say to yourself, well, shit, here's the truth. She's so pretty. She's so gorgeous. There's no way I can get her. She must date an athlete. Or, you know what, a woman like that, I gotta take her out to eat somewhere. And I just don't have the money. So there is your truth or your false lie or judgment answer. And then there's me, the guy that had a raggedy-ass apartment. Well, raggedy, but I kind of kept it decent. The guy that lived off a hamburger helper, TV dinners, oodles of noodles, and tea, and a cereal. That's why I'm lactose intolerant. I was eating too much damn cereal. But so I was eating all that stuff, right? Didn't have the nice clothes. Took buses to go to work. But I would see, if I saw that same woman, I'm asking, how is this going to benefit me? I'm only looking out for me. I would be a fool to say that she has a man because I don't give a fuck. I would be a fool to say that she's dating someone. I don't give a fuck. I'd be a fool to say that, you know what, she is past or above my level and all this other stuff. You know what I would say? I just don't give a goddamn. Thing that I'm saying to myself is, you know what? I'm going to give her an opportunity to suck my dick. I think that's what I'll do. I think I'm going to give her an opportunity to let me come in her face or in her mouth or on her back. You know what? I'm going to give her the opportunity to cook for me, clean for me, and worship my motherfucking ass. I'm gonna give her the opportunity. What I'm gonna do in my mind, I'm gonna leave the world of ass and titties, take the form of fucking man, and I'm just gonna waltz my ass over there and give her the opportunity to get the drug of me, to have her hooked on my motherfucking ass. She's gonna be cracked out on my motherfucking ass. And I'm the same guy that didn't have shit. But I was nothing but opportunity. I'm going to give her the opportunity to get on her knees while I push her face in the pillow. I'm going to give her the opportunity to play with herself while I'm there. I'm going to give her the opportunity to allow me to just sit back in a chair and just watch her master. You know what? I'm going to give her the opportunity for one day for me to call her up and say, you know what I want to do? I don't even feel like fucking you right now. You know what I want to do? I want to watch you play with yourself until you come, and watch them play with themselves. Watch them come just to get up and leave and go to someone else's house because I can. But I'm going to give them that opportunity. I'm giving them the opportunity to be able to see things in themselves that they've never seen before, because as deep as I am, I'm going to show them things that they've never seen in themselves. I'm going to give them the opportunity to just to open up for me, invite me in, and let me touch them on their core. I'm going to give her the opportunity. I'm sorry. I'm all what I'm telling y'all is I am all about me, and I am not fucking bullshitting you. Let me check the lines real quick as I'm chopping it up. Oh, wait, let me say, give a shout out to L, N, Iron. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Let's get those likes up. Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you guys. I got a question. D, I got you real quick on your question. I'll definitely answer, but let me finish. I want to give her the opportunity to allow me to go live on video so I can just watch her wash her body. I want to give her the opportunity to cry because she misses me, or she cries because she's on her way to see me, or she cries because of the intense thing that her and I are doing while we're with each other. I'm going to give her the opportunity to unlock things in herself and be all the nasty shit she knows she is, but she won't share with the other guy. But I'm going to give her that opportunity to do that with me without me judging her or anything like that. I don't care if it's in a bunny outfit. I don't care. And if she's not into cucumbers and fucking with cucumbers, I'm going to give her the opportunity to go to the store with me and choose some cucumbers. I'm going to give her the opportunity to go with me to the grocery store, because if she cannot cook, I'll give her the opportunity to go ahead and I'm going to show her how to cook for me if she wants me around. I'm going to give her the opportunity to watch and study all my appliances to know that if you want me over your house, you're going to have to fix your crib the way I want it. You're going to have to buy the TV that I like. You have to buy my fucking video games. You have to fill that fucking refrigerator with all the shit I like. All my little fucking cake, my excuse berry crunch and all that shit I eat. You're going to fill that shit up with all that stuff. I'm going to give you the opportunity to buy me colognes, to buy me watches, to buy me jewelry, to buy me things. I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'll give you the opportunity to buy me things for Christmas. I'll give you the opportunity to cook for me on Thanksgiving, or to take me over somewhere to introduce me to people. I'm going to give you that opportunity. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the opportunity to do things that you've never done because you've never met a motherfucker like me. I am going to give you opportunity because I will never be your option. I don't even know what the fuck an option is. I guess an option in football is when you're running down the side and you, before the linebacker swings around, you just flip the ball off and shit. I guess that's what the option is. I'm not a fucking option. I'm not an option. But I will be gladly to be that opportunity. The one when you're not feeling good, I'll be that opportunity. I don't mind taking care of you. I don't mind buying you, going to Panera Bread and getting you some chicken noodle soup if you aren't feeling good. Matter of fact, I'll even give you the opportunity of just having me around, because sometimes you just want me around. Just so when you're working on your computer or at your desk, you can just lean over and just touch me and know I'm there while I'm doing whatever the fuck I'm doing. I'll give you that opportunity. I'll give you so many opportunities. I'll give you the opportunity of what? Being able Halloween to be able to come over because I give you a sexoween invitation to come to my place to learn about the ghost that's haunting my walls. I'll give you that opportunity. I'll give you the opportunity of Valentine's Day to be with me and then surprise you with things that I'm going to do on Valentine's Day to you. I'll give you the opportunity on Easter to go. We'll play the Easter game and where you go Easter egg hunting in my house, and it ends up very sexual with ropes and chains and all that shit. I'll give you that opportunity, but I'm not going to beg. I'm just going to be what the fuck I am. I am not doing anything that makes me your option. That's not, I don't do that. But let me get to this question real quick. I thought I mastered the art of giving a fuck, but I think I did it the wrong way. Well, see, here's the thing. See, it's not the art. I don't want you to not give a fuck because you think it's a cool thing. I don't give a fuck because I actually just don't give a fuck. Okay, I am so selfishly selfish that I just don't care. I just don't. If it's not benefiting me, I don't care. I'm not wasting my time. Remember, that's a fixed four. It's not a flexible. That's a fixed. I'm not wasting my fucking time. Either you're going to follow the playbook or you're not. I'm gone. And if you do follow the playbook, I might be gone. That's it. I am not here to follow your world or what you expect me to be. I am not here to fit in your fucking box. I'm not going to do that. It's not my job. But what drives them in is the fact I don't give a fuck. And unfortunately, they try to get me to give a fuck. But in trying to do that process, they begin to get hooked on the fucking drug of why I don't give a fuck. And the fact that they know I don't give a fuck, they also know that I can say no and I can say goodbye. I don't mean to laugh at that shit, but it's just power in that, everybody. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, I can call in, got you covered. But this is what I'm saying. I've got the power to play the body. If I want to pull out the track for your arms from your fingertips all the way down to your motherfucking elbow, just this little part right here. Let me back up this part right here. I got the track. If I want to start from your elbow to your shoulder, I got the track. If I want to go from your back of your ear down to your neck, I got the track. I got the track to say what is in your ear. If I want to put some flavor in there, I got the track. I got the track from your head to your shoulder track. I got the track from your shoulders, just your shoulders, just the top of your shoulder. I got the track. I got the track that goes right here. See, wait, let me show you. Right, you see, guys, this part right here? Feel that right there. Guys, what I want you to do, take the side of your feet, not the tip. I'm going to show you a move. Take the side of your index finger, the side. Take the side of your index finger, guys. All right, follow me. Side of your index finger, start right at the elbow, and go straight down the line. Go straight down. Feel that? Go always stop right there. I'm just showing y'all some game. I got the track. But look at that again. Guys, the sex membership. Woo, boy, I can't wait. Take the side of your finger, start at the elbow, and just go in the line right there and feel that. I got the track. I got the track from underneath your arms all the way down to the side. I got the track. I got the track from your waist up to your shoulders. I got the track of your left thigh, the right thigh. I got the track of your calves, your fingers, your feet, your lips. I got the tracks in the studio, and what I choose to mix down when I want to mix it down, I've got the tracks to do it. Why? Because I'm all about my motherfucking self. I got the track. And now, because I have the tracks, I'm giving you an opportunity to go ahead and let me play them tracks on you. You either take it or you don't. It will never be my loss. There you go, Red. There you go. There you go. Rudy to Tootie. There you go. Rudy to the Tootie and then some. I got the tracks. But that's what I'm saying to all you guys listening. You can have these tracks. But this is how game works. This is how you must think. This is how you must feel for yourself. Air code 813. Let me bring you in, sir. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, 813? What's your question?
Hey, bro. I just wanted to say, see, you really be speaking to my soul. Like, there be some shit that you be saying that deadass be, like, resonating with me on such a deep level that, like, I feel like other people would not understand because, you know, other people view me. They view me as selfish. They view me as self-absorbed. Like, yes. Cocky, like, over-arrogant. They tell me I have a God complex. I'm just like...
Congratulations.
Just because, yes, I focus on myself and I love myself above everything, yes, else, that doesn't, yes, mean that I'm a bad person. But they don't understand that.
No, they don't. But see, remember...
They're indoctrinated.
Yeah, remember, even I say it in the creed, it's not my job to explain myself to you. It's not... It's not my job to do that. If you want to learn me, come inside. Hey, look, all you got to do, I say to the women, if you actually want to learn how I tick, but mind you, there's a catch to this, just invite me in. But be warned, you do that shit, you're going to fall in love, whatever. You're going to be hooked on me, whatever. You're going to become addicted to me. But if you want to do, if you want to accept that, that comes along with it. All I want you to do, if you want to know what the fuck I can do, let me in. Let me in. That's it. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to beg. Just let me in. And you let me in, you're fucked. I'm telling you right now, you're fucked. I know it. I was a child of death. You're fucked. Now, this is, now listen, caller. I've had women who, who don't do it because they've always been in control of their relationships. And their fear is losing the control because they know when they fuck with a real one, they have no choice but to lose control. And they don't want to give up that control. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I will lose. I'm telling you, they will fucking walk the fuck away. They're like, no, I ain't going to fuck with you. I ain't fucking with you. No, no, that's all right. No, we good. I ain't fucking with you. No, no, no. You ain't going to get me all caught up in that dick.
Like they know better.
Oh, they know better. They know better. But most don't. Most think that they can see. Most think because they can throw the pussy on a motherfucker and make them come, they think they pussy the shit. They think they pussy the shit, right? But what happens when you get with me? What happens when you get to me? We fucking, I don't even nut the first time. Oh, I break you.
Exactly. Oh my god, they hate that so much. The first, bro, I be telling them, but yo, is dead ass hard? Like, can you do that? And all of them think the same thing. Yeah. No.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Again, I've always been taught in this gigolo game, my job is not to come. I'm not here to come. I'm here to take you to places to make you come over and over and over and over.
Exactly.
That's all I'm trying to do. If you want to know where I want to do it, that's all I'm trying to do. And I'm going to do it in so many ways that when I'm done with you.
That's true. You're not even going to think that the dick is coming next.
Exactly. Dude, I don't even need the dick to do this either. That's the crazy thing. I don't need the dick. I can listen. What do I want to choose? It's like me. You remember when we were playing kitty games and you're choosing? I'm like any, mini, miny, mo, or I'm doing one take, two take, three take, four. Do I want to use my mouth? Do I want to use my hands, my tongue? Do I want to connect the three of those? What? I don't even need to give you the dick. Look, you can be on Mars and I'll get you to fucking play with your pussy. And I'm going to talk to you very erotic, and I'm going to get you to do shit that, listen, I'm not forcing you to do. I'm not manipulating you to do. You want to do it for me because you want to know what the experience is like. You're going to do it. I'm not going to beg you to do that shit, but that's how gang work, my brother, and that's what I'm saying. But this is why being king is a beautiful thing, because knowing that you can't have all of me, but yet you become loyal to me, that's some deep shit. When a woman knows that, see, a woman can have an average guy. But see, that's why I always tell women, you know, women always tell me, well, I want a guy that's single. You don't want a single guy. You don't. You think you do, but you don't. Because as soon as you get that single motherfucker, you're going to realize why he's single, and you're going to leave him. You're just going to be bored with him. You want a motherfucker like you that has women. Yeah, women love competition. Women, you know what? This is what I was talking about. 813. I always used to tell them in the late 90s this story. You can have two girls, okay? This is where it starts. Let's take two girls in elementary school. They're the best of friends. They're writing each other's notebook. Oh, we're going to be sisters forever. Oh, I love you. Slumber parties. You know, they're calling guys, hanging up. They're sneaking out. They're the best of friends, right? As soon as they like the same motherfucking guy, one is going to play fair. One is going to be like Canada. And if I got any Canadians out there, I'm sorry. One's going to play France. Let me say France. I got a few friends. One's going to play soft and by the rules. And the other one's going to make sure by the time the next day's over, she's a slut. Just going to dirty her up. They're just going to dirty her up. Because, look, when a woman wants a man, she doesn't give a fuck about the next woman. She wants to be the woman or be the woman in front of the other woman because it's always competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful thing that we have. Listen, you're not the only one. And, dude, you know what's You know what's so cold? Guys, we'll talk more about this in the sex membership, but you know what's so cold is when they tell you, I'm not that kind of girl. If you have somebody, I would never do that because my values and my morals and who I am, I don't believe in you, and I would never do that. And then
it's the good girls that fall.
And then the SpongeBob, you know how the SpongeBob go like 3 days later or 2 days later or 1 week later. It's like hey, what you up here? How you doing? That's what I'm saying, man. You know what I'm talking about, dog. They have to justify it. The worst thing that a guy does is he tries to force them to justify, right? But once they justify, well, you know what? Well, if I don't think about her, or you know, just don't talk to her about me, they'll justify it, and then they roll their ass back, and then they part of the squad, and they know they part of the squad. It's not like you don't know. And listen, they love being on the squad because they got the freedom of, they'll never have to worry about insecurities. They'll never worry about me snooping on their phone, asking. You know what the fucking crazy thing is? When you don't snoop and ask them shit, it's like they give you their, it's like, Steve.
They just tell you.
I just want to let you know. I'm going to the gym at 8 o'clock, and I'll be there for an hour. And then what happens? You get a text message. I just want to let you know I'm at the gym. Because the last thing I don't ever want you to think I'm doing something wrong. I'm not cheating on you. Here I'm at the gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the gym. At the gym, I'm gonna go take a shower. Shower shit. And then after the shower, I gotta go to work. And they take a photo at the. You don't have to ask for that shit. They don't give you. They just hand it to you. You don't even ask for it. But you know what's so cool?
Yeah, at that point, I don't even
care. They never ask you your itinerary because they know better. They're not going to ask you where you at.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to ask you what you're doing. But they'll be the first one to tell you. Yeah, they'll be the first ones. Hey, listen, I just want to let you know that I'm going to the grocery store. Can I pick you up anything? Wait, I'm in the grocery store. Selfie. Because I want to let you know because I don't want you to ever think that I'm doing. I'm like, wait a second. I'm not asking you if you want to. If you want to go hang out with someone, go ahead. And then do you know how much offense they take when you tell them to go out with someone else? Why would you say that? What? I can't believe you.
Bro, I just want to hang out with you.
Yeah. And like, wait, listen. You can't have me. Go out. I don't want to go out. No, go out, please. No, are you trying to get rid of me? No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm just saying go out and have fun. I don't want to go out. You know, I'll be thinking, and then all here come the tears. Here come the tears. Not the fake gator tears, but they are actually hurt that you're telling them,
Wow,
I don't want you. Listen, I don't want you home. Enjoy yourself.
When you tell them, I don't want you right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But when I throw you back in, but brother, you know what I'm talking about. This is the beauty of being king, man. This is king shit. And that's it. I'm king of my castle.
I've never heard somebody articulate it so perfectly as you did.
It's like putting
my thoughts outward.
Right. When you have game, that's what it is. Because most motherfuckers ain't got that kind of game. They running behind women. Man, I'm sitting here writing like some poetry when I was going to poetry clubs. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm about to go to poach. You going to try to get some more bitches and shit? No, I just want to perform at the poetry club. I just want to perform. Oh, I know how you do. You're going to go there and you're going to meet a woman. And what did I do wrong? Why don't you? Wait. All I said, I'm just writing some poetry so I can go on stage and recite it. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to pick up women. I don't go out to pick up women. It's besides the point. Listen, I have to sit them down and say, don't you understand? I can just go to the store and grab a woman. I can go to McDonald's. I can go to the mall. I can go to
everywhere.
Do some love. Yeah.
Half the population.
Yeah, it, you know it's going to happen. But see, the thing is that it's great when they wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, my God, he's still around. Because I can let you go quick, and move on. Pack up the town, go to the next town. But see, the average woman, it breaks her brain because she's so in control of the average guy that she's never been on the other side of the coin. And the addictive thing is the feel, the down, think real quick, 813, the down of not having me or losing me, right? The lows are low, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you call them?
It's like crack.
Or you just say, you know what, hey, why don't you just come on over? Or you know what, I'll come see you real quick. Looks like you need a hug. You know what, why don't you go ahead and let me go ahead and take a bath. I'll come over. And they did, oh, my God, okay. The highs are high. But that's when you control, okay? Well, hey, well, I got to grab another call. But, nah, brother, I appreciate you, man.
I got to say this, though. When I was younger, I didn't fully grasp this concept because I would be, like, I would, like, really push females away in a sort of aggressive manner. And it really made them feel like they were, like, very insecure at the time when I wasn't with them. But then when I got with them, they felt very happy. But it was in a more toxic manner. Now that I've grown up, and I see it in a more mature light, I really feel like what you're saying is just, it's just a more wholesome way of doing it in a way to say it without a lack of a better word.
It's the world of me, and I'm just sitting on the throne. I'm sitting on the throne looking at what the fuck I'm going to conquer for me. What am I going to conquer for my, that's all I'm thinking about. And because I do that, I'm selfish. I'm arrogant. Why is it all about you? Because, bitch, it is all about me. That's just what it is. And listen, here's the best part about
it.
If you don't like it, there's a... Why would you say that to me? Look, if you... Listen, baby girl, look back. If you're not happy, go. Go find someone.
Goodbye.
I don't need this. I hate you. You know what? And you know what? I'll show you. I'll show you I can get somebody. Hey, bye. Go. Have fun.
Okay,
go out with them.
Fun. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, real quick, hold on, 267. They go out, and all they're doing is thinking about you. And let me tell you how cold women are. Hold on. Wait. 267. Hold on. I'll bring you in 1 second. 267. Let me tell you how cold they are. They're smart enough to call their girlfriends. Girl, look, I got you on speed dial. If I press 1, I want you to call me so I can tell them my mother got abducted by aliens. Okay? Or, but first they'll go to the ladies' room and let them know. But when they're in the ladies' room, on the date, they're calling me. And look, all I'm doing is playing my video game. Like I'm just playing my video games. I might be playing Madden, Call of Duty. I'm into that shit. Like, motherfucker, you know, I'm just trying to win this shit. The phone ring, man, goddamn it, come on, man. Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, if it's distracting me, it's...
You're distracting me. I'm like, hello? Hey, what's up? Yeah. And I'm like, no, look, let me go ahead and let you – what, you got another bitch over there? No, look, I'm just playing some video games. Why are you lying to me? I know you have someone – no, listen to me. I'm just playing games. I can't stand you. And they hang up. And then they go eat. And then they set there with the girl. And then they go into the bathroom. And I talk to my mother, you know, the alien thing. And then she called me up. I'm like, yo, hey, what's up, girl? What's up? How can I? I'm still playing. What's up? Are you hungry? Well, yeah, I thought you was on a date. Well, you know, I'm just hanging out with Roger. He's just a friend. All right. Well, have a good time. Well, I was wondering if I could come by. Well, shit, all right. Well, all right. Did you eat anything? Are you okay? Did you eat? No, I haven't eaten yet. Where you at? Chez Francois? Oh, shit, I really like that lobster. Hey, don't worry about it, baby. I'll bring you a nice steak, some lobster potato. I mean, he's bringing it up. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I get back to my game. I don't give a fuck. But they do because they know how I take care of them. You see what I'm saying? They know how I take care of them. But yeah, hey, well, I'm sorry, man. Let me go ahead and grab this other call. Man. We could be chopping this shit all night on this shit, but you see game, man. It's all love, man.
I
respect you. All right, respect to you, my brother. Thank you, mother. Thank you for the call, bro. Let me bring in 267 real quick. 267, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? You hear me?
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir. I can hear you. What's up, my brother?
I got a little scenario. So like I'm a senior.
I got you. What's up?
And there's this one girl. And there's this one girl. She's a junior, and I'm about to like finish graduating and everything. And I put my bid in recently, but
yes.
She was like kind of pulled away from the fact that I was a senior and I'm graduating too, and assuming that I'm gonna like leave. So how do I go about like convincing? I don't want to say convincing.
Well, okay. It's not necessary. Remember, okay. The thing about the game that's so beautiful is that you don't want to convince.
Mm.
See, all right, I'll give you an example. I met somebody when I was like 21, and she was a little bit older, and she had to go away and do something. Matter of fact, I didn't even tell you about this one. Let me tell you about my manager when I was 24. So I was working between jobs and shit like that, and she was 29. I was 24. And she was moving to another. I was stocking the fucking mannequin type shit. Like I was hustling. I was doing a bunch of jobs. So I would get off. I was working for a microbiology company while I was going to school. I was working for a microbiology company, and like I was doing that at night. Then in the morning I'd come in stock. So I ran into her. So she was going to another fucking store in another mall that's far away. Right. All right. But here was the thing, you know, she's dead on your boy's ass. But I was like this. Look, she was like, well, we can't have a relationship because you know what I'm going away and you know it's just I'm going to be far away and it's just not going to work and da 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 da. You know what? I here's the thing, I never convinced her. I just positioned myself to get her to convince herself. See, if I tried to convince her, that means she's got her thumb under my fucking. She's got her thumb on me at that point because I'm trying to prove, beg, and pander her to change her mindset for me. I ain't that motherfucker. But I am that motherfucker to position myself to show her what it will be like not having me around. That's two totally different things. I showed her. You can have me, pieces of me, but if you don't want me, don't. That's fine. But the way I moved was, and through position, is I showed her what it's going to be like to be with me, but then I showed her what it's going to be like to be without me completely, to a point where she said, well, you know what? I am still going away and everything, but here's a ticket. I'll send for you. I'll come down and see you. I just don't want this to end. And that's the thing. See, the thing is that you got to show the woman why you. That's the key. Why you and not that one, that one, and that one. For me, I was always my Willy Wonka going fat. I always had my shit. I was just a whore that had a whore-ass career. I was just nasty. I was just a nasty motherfucker, right? Not nasty bad, but nasty. And she knew how I was touching her and doing things. Matter of fact, even when I was leaving Germany, Baumholder, Germany, I was leaving Germany to go back to the States. And I had a handful of German motherfucking chicks that were just bawling out. But like, shit, we can't be in a relationship. But when you come in the States and shit, get at me and I got you. And they were cool with it. So the thing that you're doing wrong is I feel like you're trying to convince her versus showing her what it would be like without you so then she can convince herself. Remember, the thing about the game is we don't beg, we don't pander, and we don't push. We only position ourselves to show them what it is like without us. Remember, the power of the game is what you are when you're not around. But the more power of the game is, if she makes that choice, it's her decision. She's got to live with it, not me. I'm just going to keep the shit moving. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I got to do the creed. Someone told me I got to do the goddamn creed. Who's telling me? I got you, dog. I'll do the creed, I promise. All right, I got you. Oh, yeah, I got you, Ray. I'm going to do the creed. So, look, let me go ahead and do the creed real quick, man. And I got you covered. You got another question, just call back, okay, my brother?
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
I thank you, brother. Respect. Okay, I'll throw you back in. All right, everybody, let's take a break from the game real quick. Everybody that's listening to me, I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for all the – I don't know how many likes we have, but Red, show me the likes. I want to say thank you, everybody. But also, Red is right. It is time to do the Creed. Red is getting my ass on 15 minutes late on the Creed. So I apologize because, you know, sometimes my mind just wanders and I just run my fucking mouth, so I need to shut the fuck up. Gentlemen, let's go into the dojo in your mind. Gentlemen, all my guys out there, please go ahead and take a moment and just talk to yourself. Have this one conversation with yourself. This does not have to be your creed. Use this until you can create one for yourself. Okay, gentlemen, let's read it together. I am, okay, ready? At the top, excuse me. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or, gentlemen, make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you, oh, sorry, I'm going too fast. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, that's our creed for you guys, man. Thank you. I want to say, hey, guys, 107 likes. I want to say thank you. Once we get to 150, we'll take a break. And we'll give a shout-out to all you guys, because I like to do that. I like to reward y'all, man. I appreciate all you guys out there shopping up. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and call in. Put a Q in there, and we got you. But I shall continue. But thing is, for some of you guys out there, is that the thought process that you have for yourselves and how you think and how you reply and respond to certain circumstances when you choose the way of either the easy way out or the excuse to get out, what it does is it creates limiting beliefs, and limiting, you begin to limit yourself, okay, of what you are and what you want to be for yourself. And you don't understand, it's kind of like you're poisoning yourself from the inside, because you're not helping your thoughts. You're not helping anything about yourself. This then builds, it creates, again, maybe for some of you guys, anger, some of you guys, depression, some of you guys, fear, some of you guys, stress. But you're experiencing things that you don't understand. And then what happens is your thinking patterns become your thinking patterns. And then the thinking becomes so negative that they will then begin to build a pattern that you choose that this pattern that you're choosing is your life. And then you start moving off of negativity than positivity. You think it's negative for a woman to say no to you. You think it's negative for a woman to say, I have a boyfriend. You think it's negative for a woman to say, I'm not interested. But that's not really a negative when she has the right to say whatever the fuck she wants to say. So how can it be negative when she has the right to say no? She's got the right to say, I have a boyfriend. She's got a right to not be interested in you. That's her goddamn right. So is that actually a right of hers, or is it something negative? But see, when you're looking at the negative and not seeing shit for what it is, you're going to take those things as negative. And thus, if they are negative, then you have this pre-notion that, oh, my God, if she says no to me, that means the world is going to crumble. The fucking vortex is going to open, and demons are going to come out and eat all this up. Oh, my God. If she says no to me, I can't make it. I'm not going to live. If she says she has a boyfriend, my world is going to be – I mean, y'all come up with all this shit instead of just saying, okay, cool. I mean, cool. You know what I mean? Let me see here. RS, thank you. Long-term relationship. In a long-term relationship. How to deal with a woman wanting to talk Vin about something that is bugging her about me. No, well, okay. I don't mind you having a audience or a powwow with her. Because, I mean, she's got, listen. The thing that I love the most and what they love the most about me is I want them to be open. I want them to be able to express themselves. As long as you're not disrespecting me, you can we can talk about it. But the beautiful thing about it is, and again, tell me some of the things that that's bugging. Give me a example of something that she's saying that's bugging you, that's bugging her about you. Do that. But see, this is the beautiful thing about the game. See, when they first roll in, I let them know. I give them a contract they can't refuse. I give them the perfect contract. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I told you guys before, even if you're going on a date, let me come over. I'll find that perfect dress for you. Have a good time. Be all you can be. I am not here to judge you or stop you from having fun. All I am is just a dick in a bottle. You just rub that genie bottle. You need me for some dick. That's all I am to you. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not looking for a relationship. This is all I am. Look, have fun. When you're stressing, call me. I'll knock that stress out. When you want to relax, call me. I'll knock that fucking relax. I'm there. I'm be that dick, right? I got you. But what happens is that they start to fall in love, and that's the problem. They will fall in love with you. But, hey, why? I need you to give me an example of something that's bugging her about you, because this is very important. Is it an external bug or is it an internal bug? That's what we got to look at. If it's something external, okay, you're king. If you choose to modify it, you're king. But if it's an internal thing that's bugging her, then we got a problem. We got a problem. But see, this is where you guys go wrong, okay? This is where, let me show you. Let me get my paper out. See, every time I got the paper, let me see. Paper, I cannot find a fucking pen. I always take my markers. Oh, shit. This is why I need to go back to my whiteboard and draw shit out, but my drawing is so fucking tacky. I cannot find a marker. I like to use markers. I always have markers around. Let me see if I can. Let me see something here. Hold on a second. See if I can get a marker. Hold on a second. Give me a second. I'm trying to get a marker. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get a marker. Hold on a second. Shit. Hold on, I'm answering your question once. Hold on a second. Can't find one. All right, let me see if I can get a marker. Anyway, I'm going to get a marker, but I'm going to answer this question right here. But, hey, why? Let me know if it's internal or if it's external. Because I'm going to explain the internal and why you should never have an internal problem with a woman. Now, I'll explain that in 1 second. It's doing what feels right and what comes naturally to you being yourself. No one's saying that's not being yourself, but if yourself sucks, you're fucking yourself over. See, if a loser is doing what he feels is right, then he'll never be a winner because he's already limiting himself on his potential, because going beyond the gates of who he is going to be an excuse that he doesn't want to do. So a lot of people do this, you know, just be yourself type bullshit, and it doesn't work that way. Thank you, 119 likes. But it doesn't work that way. So, yeah, be yourself. But if you ain't got no game, I wouldn't do that shit. You're the reason why you fucking fail. Because you can't see beyond your level of thinking, and that's the problem. Be yourself, but you're like a dog chasing his tail. Be yourself. You ain't trying to grow, be yourself. If you want to be a surface dweller, be your fucking self. But you'll never have game being yourself, because you can't answer man questions when you're thinking above the surface. Doesn't help. I wanted her to take care of preparing a table of food for me. Okay, she's okay cooking it, but she always had a problem doing it. Okay. I'm going to show you, if I can get a marker, I'm going to show you Let me see. Can I get a marker? Oh, I'm trying to get a marker. Let me show you something, man. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I have one. I want to show you this. I usually have my big fat markers, and I don't know what I did with a marker. I'm trying to get a marker, but I'm going to explain this shit to you. I promise you. I'm going to show you the man mindset way of doing something where you'll never have problems and issues. You'll never. I've always been showing y'all the blueprint, and I will show you that. Call my fucking son and tell him bring me a marker or some shit. Where the fuck everybody go? Hold on a second. Fuck. All right, I'm waiting for a marker. Once I get a marker, which I can't find. I can't believe I'm doing a show without no fucking marker. Once I can find a marker, I will break that down for you. I'm trying to ask everybody to bring me a fucking marker and I can't get one. All right, so let me. I'm about to get one. So when I get one, I'll be able to break it down. But I'll show you game. I'll show you game. All right, got a marker. All right, hold on, I'm writing it down now. Okay, living together, engagement, marriage. Fatherhood. All right, here you go. This is very easy. Let me show you what I have right here. Let me show you this. This is something I have. This is something I have. Bernie, thank you very much. This is something I have. So it's going to be more in-depth in the book, but it shows you basically how game works when you're a man. So you have these modules right here, meeting and dating, relationships, living together, engagement, marriage, fatherhood, okay? Here's a problem that you're having. Let me say this to why. But first off, Bernie, I want to say thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Much love to you. I appreciate the love, man. Thank you very much. So let me show you this why. It's very important. See, as a man, you must, and let me put I'll put X's here just to give you an example. I'm not going to go too deep in it. Matter of fact, let's just work these for you right here. I'm not going to go all deep in this shit. Oh, fuck. Damn. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. I'll check the lines in a second. If you're on the line, just bear with me. Let me check the lines real quick. All right, lines are open. Okay, here you go. So this is a very important thing. Oh, shit. Just writing on some paper. All right, this is a very important thing. Okay. So let's look at, shit. Sorry. All right, let's look at these first things. Okay, here you go. Meeting and dating, relationships, and living together. Okay, I'm going to show you where you went wrong. The problem is that you never had a standard for every level that you are with your woman. See, the further that she moves up to the living together, in these X's, see the X's that I put in between these X's are rules, laws, and standards that are expectations that she must meet in order to move to the next module. So meeting and dating is not the relationship rules, and the relationship rules are not the living together rules. So every step is a different set of rules because they're a different set of different circumstances. The problem is the average person goes with the same rules that carry over from meeting and dating to the relationship to living together. And then they have all these fucking problems because there's dysfunction in order. Because the more access she gets of you, the more she's got to prove that she's worth the access of you. So if we're just meeting and dating, I can't ask her to fix the table for me. I have no right here. I have no right at this point to ask her to fix the table in my plate. Does that make sense? I have no right. I'm just showing y'all. I have no right to do that right here. But once we start to begin in a relationship, you are starting to be, you're representing me, so to speak. And if we're in a relationship, that means we're not dating. That means we're a couple. Whether you're on my roster, listen, every woman on the roster, oh, you better believe, if you ain't fixing shit, Now, look, is this easy? It's very simple. Hold on. There you go. I'm going to show you how simple it is. We either move forward or we fall back. That's it. I'm telling you right now. Because I'm going to get, listen, I'm a nice person. So I will ask you, you know, okay, we're in a relationship. Hey, let me know. What are your expectations of being in a relationship with me? What are the expectations? And I want you to tell me, we sit and talk. See, this is communication. Let me know your expectations. What do you expect of me? Okay, and then I'm going to tell you what the fuck I expect of you. And if we cannot come to an agreement of least out of 10 things, if we can't hit like 9 or 8 out of those 10 things, you're going to fall the fuck back. So in the relationship phase, if I make a demand that, you know, hey, look, when you fix things, I want you to fix the table for me. That's your right, okay? I want to let you know why, dog. That's your right, okay? So you're saying that you want her to take care of preparing the table and food for me, okay? I don't give a fuck. Listen, if you're okay with cooking, but you don't want to fix my table for me, and that's a requirement of being in a relationship with me, then don't do it. It's cool. I'm not trying to change who you are, and I'm not. I am going to accept you for who you are, and I'm not even mad. It's just we're never going to be in a relationship. We're just going to go back to fucking. And guess what? Don't worry. I'll never ask you to prepare anything for me because I will have other women that want this that are willing to do what I ask them to do. I'm not forcing. Listen, you have a choice. Once we get to the relationship, this is the standard. This is the expectation. Listen. If I have a long day, and I'm telling you I have a long day, I want my orange juice, pineapple, and Sprite at my door waiting for me. If you have a long day, I'll have your bath water waiting for you. I don't mind doing that shit. But you better, hey, look, if we're here, and I gotta ask you to do something, you give me that. Oh, we just fall back. But see, your problem was. Is you probably either did it here or here. But when she told you no or gave you some get back, you push forward instead of falling back. So then you rewarded bad behavior. The game is not complicated like a lot of y'all may think it is. It's very easy when you think about it, okay? When you think about it. This is the expectation. It's like a job. Look, you come in, what do they give you, like 90 days? Is it 30 or 90? I think they give you a grace period because after like the 30 or 90 days, that's when you start to get benefits and stuff. That's when you get to get in more of a relationship with the company. But when you come into the company is going to tell you the expectation, and you've got to meet the expectation. And if you can get there and you do a good job, we'll keep moving you up the company. You fuck up, you get a warning, fuck up again, you're fired, you're gone. I am not wasting time. Let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open. I don't want y'all wasting time on this shit. 90 days, thank you, freelance. 90 days, yes, 90 days. So what I'm saying is, if you want to be in a relationship with me, the expectation is, cook for me. Shit, you're going to be doing that shit here. Because in order to move up to here, you got to cook, clean, wash some dishes, laundry, fucking fold clothes, and know how to fold a fucking bed. This is all here. So we're never getting here because cooking for me, get your foot in the damn door. You better fix that mother. I'm not saying be like Hannibal, like on I think it's on Netflix, Hannibal, where you got to set up everything all nice and all that shit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're cooking, it takes 2 seconds of you to grab some plates, some forks, some knives, get the bread warm and put that shit in the middle of the table. Or if I instruct, I like to have it. Sometimes I like it buffet style where you cook everything. you put all the items in their own little pan or whatever and just sit that shit out and I'll get what I want, how I want it. But if the expectation, see, the problem is you're in a long-term relationship with disrespect because she's questioning and challenging you on something that you want. And this is a problem. I'm not fighting. Listen, I am not going to argue with you on this point. If you don't want to do it, baby girl, I understand. Look, hey, peep gang, listen. Baby, I love spending time with you, baby. I love how nasty you are. Baby, this shit ain't just working out. So this is what I'm going to offer you. Look, I want you to see who you want to see. And we can fuck. I'm not mad at you. I'm not angry. But this is not working. Listen, have you met a motherfucker like me? I'm not going to fight or argue with you. Listen, baby. No, listen. I understand what you're saying. And I really do respect the fact of how you're feeling. If you actually feel that way and you feel that you don't want to do that, then that's a fucking requirement, then this is not going to work out. Because I don't want to be with someone I'm arguing. And then again, if you have a problem with it, I solve shit. I don't have problems. I solve shit. And solving means that, look, we just going to fall back. Look. The dick will always be yours, and you can have it as much as you want. It just ain't working out. Why? Because I won't fix a plate. No. It's not because you won't fix a plate. It's because you don't have enough respect for me to fix a plate. Telling you to go out, jump off. I'm not telling you to jump off the balcony, land on your feet, roll a little bit, jump in your fucking Batmobile, drive that bitch to a fucking boat, row that boat to Kilimanjaro, find a minotaur, kill that motherfucker, slay him, bring his fucking head to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, roll down the other side of the hill, get on a fucking ship, to get on a bus, to get on a plane, to swing your ass back over here to fix your mail. I'm not asking you to do that, baby. Apparently, it sounds like I am doing it. And look, I care too much about this thing for this to go on like this. It's just not working. So why would you say, baby, it's all good. And then listen, and the worst thing that you can do is if she says she'll change because you're leaving her, you're gone. Because if you ever have somebody change for you, they're always going to throw that shit in your face. Never force change in anybody. This is why I keep telling you, be what you want to be. I'm cool with it. I'm not mad. It's just, look, we just ain't compatible. Look, we just can't go forward. And when they're here, can we talk? You know, I just want to ask you a question. What's up, baby? And that's me. Here I am right here. If I had orange juice and pie, I'm like this. What's up, baby? Well, it's been a while, and I'm just wondering, why aren't we in a relationship? Wait, what are you talking about? What's wrong? What do you mean? We are in a relationship. You get my time. Aren't you getting my time? No, I mean like you settle down. Baby, didn't I tell you when I first meet you that I'm not ready for a relationship? And you told me that you didn't like me being in a relationship. And then I told you goodbye. And then you came back and said you were down. I smashed that pussy that night. Remember it didn't make you come and you start crying and shit? Yeah, remember that night? Yeah. So, we came. Hey, baby, look. First off, I'm not relationship material for you. You don't want a motherfucker like me unless you want to be on my roster. Because, I mean, if you want to move up in the roster, that means I got to move some shit around because I've already got my roster tailor made. I got my breakfast, lunch, and dinner chicks. I got the one to do my back massages, my facials, and rub downs. I got all that good shit. So I got to fucking try to find a spot on you. But, baby, I can't move you on the roster because every time I ask you to do something, I'm getting a little bit of attitude. You remember that time when I had my socks over there and I just walked by it and I didn't even pick it up because I was waiting to see if you were just going to do it. And you didn't do it. So I was like, You remember that time that you came over? You remember the dishes were dirty? and you just walked in there and say, damn, it's such a mess in here. Damn, look at all these dishes. And look, you didn't wash one plate. You know what I said? Huh. Hey, well, why are you asking me that, right? Why are you asking me that? Well, all the motherfuckers that are here, they did it without me asking them. When they saw a piece of clothing on there, because maybe I just walked by to drop it on purpose just to see what the fuck she's going to do. You know what she did? Ah, you're so lazy. But they will grab that shit, throw it in laundry. Some will take that shit and wash it. Some will walk into the kitchen like, oh, my God, it's such a mess. Gosh, do I have to do this all the time? And then they just scrub in the pots. I'm like, Some will come by and say, you know what? I know you're watching football, fucking basketball, or you're playing video games. Baby, just toss me your keys. Let me go ahead and take your car to the car wash. Wash it, vacuum it, and detail it because I just want to show how much I appreciate you. That's why they're here, and this is why we're there, because every opportunity you had to show me that you're worth being on the roster, you didn't want to do it. And you can get mad, you can get as mad as you want and upset as you want, but bye, we don't have to be together. And I'm serious. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm serious. So this is why it's important, gentlemen, to have a standard, because the standard that you have before is not the standard that you're going to have between the meeting and dating and the relationship. That standard right there ups the ante because she's closer to spending more time with you. And then the standard from the relationship to living together is totally different, because at this point, you're moving in with me, so that means that your money is your money and my money is my money. And that means that at this point, we're going to get a joint bank account, and all we're going to do is if the bills are $2,000, that means entertainment, rent, and electricity. I didn't say your fucking debt. I didn't say your debt. I'm not taking on your debt. So you would take $1,000 of your money and put it in the bank, and I'll take $1,000 of my money and put it in the bank, because if things don't work out, we can just break free. You go your way, I go my way. We're good. We're not mixing money here. But if we become engaged before we move to the marriage, I got to see the books. It's at this point between the engagement and marriage, real quick, that we got to have a real powwow. It's not just me getting on my knee and be like, well, will you marry me? Fuck no. I got to see the credit score. I got to look at how much you make. I need to know what you fucking spending. Where is all your fucking money going? And why is it going there versus here? You got to explain that to me. That's just part one. Then we got to talk future. Wait a second. There ain't going to be no hyphenated names. I hope y'all do understand that. No hyphenation and shit. But once we get to this little gap right here, oh no, we got a powwow. We got to talk, have a religion powwow. We got to talk about political affiliations. We got to talk about discipline, Christmas. We got to talk about school. We got to talk about college. We got to come up with a 5-10. We got to come up with an idea of how you're going to represent my name. So I don't even want to get to this point. But I'll get back to this point right here. What I'm saying is, the higher she goes up that mountain, the tougher it is for her to get these things, because the expectation is higher. But what you did was you allowed her in your life knowing that she's disrespecting you on every turn, and all you're doing is rewarding her bad behavior. So fuck that. Nope. Ain't doing that, babe. We're going to have a powwow. You can – listen. If you got a problem with it, I understand and I respect that. But because of that, we just can't be a couple. I'm being honest with you. We can fuck. I drag my balls over your mouth and shit. I'm cool with that shit, but there ain't going to be no relationship. He says, this makes me the other day, I decided I'm going to love myself fully every day situation. Well, the problem is that's the same thing a lot of people said December 31st at 11:59. With 59 minutes left and 50 seconds to go, that they said that same shit. I'm going to do something as that fucking fake ball was dropping. Oh, was it going up or was it going down? I think it was going down. I don't know. I guess it was going down, but you know what I'm saying? You just can't say that shit. Saying it and doing it is two totally different things. I see what you're saying, but I don't want to depress you, but it's two totally different animals. So when you fall back, what do you do when she tries to come back? No. Listen. Listen. When we fall back, we fall the fuck back. There is no forward. I give you chance for forward. I give you enough rope to hang yourself. There is no forward. Listen, you coming back. All right, so let's look. Let's say we swing back. You have that powwow. Listen, just want to let you know, look, we'll never have a relationship, so don't ever ask me. If you ever ask for a relationship, you're gone. If you ever get mad because you ask me about a relationship and I say no, you're gone. If you got a problem with what I'm saying, just go now because I will get rid of you. Do you understand? I'm just saying, I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. Look. Listen, this is what I can do for you. Baby, come sit down. I'm going to play some music. Baby, come sit down. Let's talk for a second. Baby, let's talk for a second. Sit down. Let's talk for a second. Look, I know you want to be married, and I know you're looking for Mr. Right. So this is what I got a great idea, where you can still have me and still do what you want to do. So peep game. No, you have to suck my dick right now. Sit up. I want to talk to you. Stop that. Why are you playing around? I want you sucking my dick now. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. You want to suck my dick? Sit the fuck down. Chill out, girl. Stop. So this is what we're going to do. Listen. I'm not the guy for you. And I think that it's good. Hey, look. Go find your Mr. Right. Go find your guy that you want to marry. But this is what I can offer you. Dick and bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. So what I'm going to offer you is that whenever you want to suck my dick when you're having a bad day, whenever you want to fuck because you're stressing out, please just come on over. I'll fuck the shit out of you, and you go about your way. I'm not gonna run behind you. You don't have to worry about me snooping or stalking you or running behind you. But just, hey, look, I just want the best for you. I'm serious. I think that you should find your Mr. Right. I think that it's very admirable that you want to settle down with somebody. And I think that guy's out there. It's just that guy's not me. But use me. Just listen. I don't care what time it is. Now, listen, if I'm fucking somebody, I can't get with you. You do understand that. If I'm fucking, I won't have time for you. But you remember that time I almost got you to lick that pussy? So if you ever change, all right, I'm just playing. All right, look, seriously, though. You go find Mr. Right, and I just motherfucking chill. And when you need me, whenever you need me, this dick will always be yours. If you want some of this, all you got to do is call me, just say the word, and we good. No judgments, and we'll keep it moving. Because I know you're going to need your dick fix, and I get it. And I'm not here to stop you from your dick fix, okay? Now, with that being said, now you can suck my dick. What? I'm serious. What? I'm saying. That's how that shit go, man. I'm saying that. What? What, Knight? I'm saying that's how that shit go, man. What? I'm serious. That's how that shit go now, man. I'm not fighting you over that shit. No. Now, let me check the phone lines real quick. I'm not fighting you over that shit. We're not going to argue over that shit. We're keeping a buck with you. See, that's the thing that's so great about being a man and a king, because you can keep it a buck. You can let them know what the deal is without even tripping. I'm not mad at you, baby. I'm not trying. Listen, baby. I'm your biggest cheerleader. Look, if you want me to call you every once in a while to check on you, I'll do that. But don't get mad. Don't get jealous. Hey, look, if I see you, I'm even act like I don't even know you. What? No, I don't mean it like that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying out of respect for this guy. Because you know how many times I've done this, and I tell you where's my problem. Talking to the woman, I tell you where my problem is. See, I see someone that has somebody, and then they look at me, and because I don't acknowledge them, they call me up that later on that night trying to get mad at me because I ain't say nothing to them as if I'm done with them. And that's not the case. I don't want that to be the case. All I'm saying is, I got to sit her back up. She's in case like the dick yet. Sit back up. Let's talk. Listen. When I come to see you, just a few ground rules. Don't ask me about other women, because when other women ask me about women like you, I keep the same, keep it a buck. Don't ask me about what I'm doing with other women, because I know that's going to lead to you crying or you getting jealous or you getting upset, and I know you well enough. So I'm just letting you know, when I come over, I'm just coming over to smash, and that's it. I'm not coming over to hang out and all that other shit. You already know I already got a hangout spots and shit, so I'm not even doing that. I'm not going to spend any time over. Hey, look, if you want to give me a Christmas gift or a Valentine's Day gift or a fucking birthday present, feel free. But I'm saying don't do it in thoughts that we're going to have a relationship or I'm going to cut you off. I don't mind taking presents from you, but I don't want you to do it have a malicious reason to do it. I want you to do it because you want to do it. 145, we five away, guys. Yeah, I guess we are five away. Five away, guys. We five away. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying to you, baby, that this is what we can be. This is your choice if you want to be that. And if you don't like it, it's cool. I'm good. Take care of yourself. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. Oh, what? You want me to lie to you? I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just going to tell you what it is. You can leave if you don't like that shit. I don't give a fuck. But, I mean, guys, women love that shit. Women love that shit, man. They love it when you keep it a buck with them, man. Thank you, D-Dog. Love to you, man. Respect. They love that shit. I'm not trying to fucking trip on them motherfuckers, man. Oh, my gosh. Where's the number? We're at 145. We need five more likes, and we'll go ahead and shout everybody out. So let me know. And then we'll get back to, we'll take a few minutes and shout everybody out real quick. And from there, we'll get back to the show. So just keep me updated, Red, when we hit that 150. And I got to find me some kind of a rap tune and shit so we can do this shit like we always do. Yeah, I mean, you know how we do this shit. Let's see here. Oh, that's not it. Shit, that's not it. Okay, at 152. All right, well, let me just grab some shit. That's in. Hold on, let me see here. Let me grab a beat. Wait, let me see if I can use one of these beats they have on this motherfucker. Let me see if I can find a beat here. We'll go give you, hey, guys, we're about to give y'all a shout out and shit. Let's go ahead and take a moment, shout everybody out and all my chat room dogs and shit. Let's take a moment to do that shit. Where do I find? Oh, it's under here. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we have here. Let's see, play some of this shit. No. We might try that one. Ah, yeah. Everybody talk a little dirty on this shit. Oh, man. Let's see here. Here we go. Hi, ho, Silver. I'm back again. It's Steve in this motherfucking Western Inn. What is up, North? Because I took many drawings. Oh, no, let me see. Hold on. Let's see here. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies in a symphony, making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement, stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the morning sun. It's all about the fruit, the music, and the grease. It's all about your body, a heavenly masterpiece. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. Giving shots out to the motherfucking chat room. Tell me, motherfuckers, what set you at? Let's get it. Come on, tell me where you at so I can shout y'all motherfuckers out while we doing this. Tell me where you're at. Give me the area code that you're at so I can shout you out. Come on, let's go, man. Let's go, man. Give me the area code that you're at, and I got you. Oh, man, I'm going to keep that shit going while I'm hitting this shit in. Let me play that shit again. Oh, it's going to loop. That bitch going to loop. So here we go. Here we go. It's going to loop again. It's going to loop. Come on. Loop, bitch. Is it going to loop? It says it's going to loop. Ah, there we go. Loop it. All right, here we go, guys. We just chilling right now while we talking to the ladies right now. All the motherfuckers, my chat room dogs. We got Norway in the motherfucking house. We got my dog in the DMV. We got my other motherfucking dog in the 415. We got the Bay Area up in this bitch. We've got London. Hello, Governor. We got London in this motherfucker. We got the 828 in this motherfucker, the 770. Shout out to the 703 and the 305. Yeah, we got Louisiana, Cajun. You know, I got Cajun in me, man. I got a little bit of heat in me. Got Cajun parents. So we got the 323, Lake Charles, Louisiana type Cajun and shit. We got the 305 up in this motherfucker. We got Chicago. We got the 323 representing Compton. I see Virginia up in this motherfucker. 716 is representing Buffalo. Yo, what's up over there in Portugal? What's up, dog? We got the 301 representing the Bronx, New York, another DMV. I love the DMV. Shout out to the motherfuckers in Kuwait. Appreciate you for your services. 702, we got a shout out to you. 772, thank you very much. And we got over here at 253. Shout out to all my dogs out there. Want to say thank you for the likes and all that other stuff, man. We got the 0161. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm going to shout you out too, man. We shouting all you motherfuckers out. Trinidad and Tobago. You know what? Let me show you something. Trinidad and Tobago, this is where I got my, wait, excuse me. I got this in Trinidad and Tobago. I got that in Trinidad and Tobago when I was there. That's my tattoo I got from Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, got that shit from Trinidad and Tobago. Brooklyn in the house and everything. Yeah, I'll get the likes up. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. We'll get back to the show. But I want to take a second to say thank you to all y'all that has liked the show, the 150 plus guys that have liked the show. So we just going to keep that beat over here while I talk dirty, give y'all a little bit of dirty talk. Yeah, what's up, girl? All right, guys, I'm going to give y'all a little dirty talk, okay? Matter of fact, because y'all, I'm going to take the first one. All right, the first one that says it. Give me a scenery or a setting so I can spit a little bit of game. Give me a scenery or setting. Come on, the first one. Give me a scenery or a setting, and I'm going to spit a little bit of game. Like I'm talking some yickety-yak, 161 likes. I appreciate y'all. Give me a setting. The first one I see, the first one pops up, I'm going to pop it up. And I'm going to pop it up. All right, 713, what's up? H-Town, baby. King, what's up, baby? Yeah, give me a scene in the setting that you want me to do. At a bar? Okay, all right. Brian, I want to say what's up, man. Appreciate the 505. All right, we got it. Wait, little boy said I'm at the bar. Let's start it over again. Here we go. I'm at the bar. All right. I'm at the bar, spilling a yak to her. Yo, what's up? You know, let's play a game. What I want to do tonight is do something sexual with you. So what I want you to do is I want you to be a stranger at a bar. But what I want you to do is go ahead and slide your panties down. So when I rub up on that ass, I can feel all that ass. So this is how we're going to play the game. You go in there and make all the guys thirsty and you make them want you. And I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be on the other side of the bar. And when I look at you, all I want you to do is slowly, while nobody's looking, and take your hand and slide it inside your left breast. It's going to be our game that we're going to play. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab your hand. I'm going to take you around back, push you up against the wall. I'm not going to rub my dick up on your ass or rub myself up above you or around you or below you. What I'm going to do is take my hand and slowly start at the back of your neck, probably like right here, and slide it all the way down your back until I reach the curve of your ass with my right hand. Then I'm going to take my left hand and I'm going to slide that motherfucker down the left part of your thigh as I whisper in your ear how sexy you are and how bad you want this. Because, baby, I know your pussy's wet right now. I know your pussy is wet with the anticipation of what I'm going to do next. No, baby, I don't want you to suck my dick yet. You'll be able to do that when we get into the car. Oh, I'm sorry. It's got faded. I'm sorry, man. That's just throwing some poetry. Okay. All right, guys. So let me get back to the show, man. I'm just pissing you. Hey, shout out to my brother from another mother, my dog Miles, man. Y'all got to peep this guy. This motherfucker's got motherfucking game. We got love for my boy Miles, man. Check him out, man. Miles is that motherfucker. All right, guys, let's get back to the show. I'm sorry. I was just spitting a little bit of yickety-yickety-yak for y'all. But let's get back to the show. If y'all got questions, go ahead and let me know. The lines are down, so it's all about your questions.